Hi, GWA Backstage. This is Snakey Smut, and I am doing my AMA questions, answering them, so to speak. So I've been really, really busy. I'm sorry I'm a little bit late doing this. I hope nobody is upset with me. Better late than never, I always say. I've just been really busy. So this morning seemed like as good a time as ever to sit back, relax, and answer some questions and have a little bit of fun. I need a little bit of fun this week. I don't know about you, so let's do it. I'm just going to be hanging out and doing this. I had to take a sip of tea. If there's any background noise, I do apologize. So let's just get right into it. I'm going to list below the different sections of this audio where I'm talking about the other questions. I can't talk. Sorry. We're going to be really candid. It's early. So I'm going to list who asked me the questions at the different points of the audio if I don't mention them in it, just to give them credit. And thank you to every single person who's gave me questions. They're all lots of fun. And yeah, so I'm not going to go in any specific order. I'm just kind of scrolling, and the first one that catches my eye, I'll go with that. Okay, so let's start with these. Number one. What stereotype about your country ethnicity do you dislike the most? Oh, that's a good question. I live in America, and there is, I think, the stigma that we're all very loud and annoying. And listen, I know that we can be, but we're not all like that. I've been to other countries, and I don't act like a complete and total idiot. So we're not all like that. Please don't group us all together. I promise. Some of us have a brain. Two, what's the dumbest or funniest sexual encounter you've ever had? Oh. Dumbest or funniest? Okay. Funniest. I was with my ex. We went to go see his parents for Christmas, and they lived in this really cute little kitschy kind of house. And the bedroom that they put us in was quite small. Not a problem. Not a problem at all. So we hung out with them the entire day, and it was time to go to bed. We decided we were going to have sex. So we started doing that and quickly realized that the bed squeaked to no end. It was really bad. Like, so bad that I'm like, oh dear God, your parents are going to hear this. They're going to know exactly what's going on. Let's just move to the floor. Logical next step, right? I shit you not, we get on the floor, which, again, this is a small room, so we're literally having to literally lay on top of each other. And the floorboards are squeaking. And we essentially were just so over it. We were like, fuck it. Got in the car, drove down the street to like a dark part of the road, and ended up having sex there because we were both really horny, and we were not going to be stopped or denied. We handled our situation, but it was really funny because it was just like a, oh my God, are you fucking kidding moment. So number three, what physical aspect of the male, if possible female as well, body turns you on the most? Okay, I can do both. Male. Hands. I have a thing for hands. Men have really nice hands. I like them. And I like the way the male face is set up. It's chiseled. It's blocky. I like that. It's nice to me. And females, it just, the entire female body is just beautiful, is it not? I just love how females, the curves, really soft features. But on girls, I would have to say hips. Hips are really nice. Four, what time during the day are you the horniest? All day. Just kidding. I would say late afternoon, early evening, or really, really late at night. There's kind of no in between, but I do kind of get that, you know, people get that 2 o'clock feeling where they're kind of tired. It's the opposite for me. I'm like, oh, it's 2 o'clock. I should be having sex right now. But yeah, that's kind of it. Five, what's your ideal amount of sex per week? As much as I can have. And at the moment, it's not enough. It's never enough. I will always like to have more sex. So ideal amount, not too much. During the week, I'm pretty busy with my vanilla job. So if we're going to do it, we're going to have to do it at night. But I would like to dedicate whole weekends to that if I could have my way. So hopefully that answers that. 6, favorite sex position and why? Doggy. Absolutely, 100%. No other. Why? It's just, I mean, I can't think of a really eloquent way to put it except for getting pounded from behind is just, it's good. It hits all the right spots. I like having my hair pulled. It's just, I mean, there's lots of other ones that are great too, but that's just favorite, go-to, boom, get behind me. Let's, yes, please. 7, which fictional character do you want to have sex with the most and why? I feel this is going to end up being some kind of Easter egg in my questionnaires because somehow I love this question because I'll get to it, but this is the hill that I die upon. Anytime somebody gives me a chance to talk about this, I will talk about it. So I don't mind this at all. Fictional character that I want to have sex with the most. It's easy. It's Lucius Malfoy from Harry Potter. Oh my God. Like, it just encompasses everything. And I seem to have a type. The first fictional character, let me just do a quick little story. The first fictional character that I ever wanted to fuck was Lestat from Interview with a Vampire. Then I've graduated to Lucius, so I seem to have a thing for arrogant, sneering, blonde, sadistic men. And now, I've steered more towards the British side of the spectrum because I'm just obsessed with Jason Isaacs. I would lick the sweat off of his balls, and I don't even like sweat, but Lucius Malfoy, he's everything. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I know. I get flack for that. I know. I know some people don't understand that, but oh, it's the hair, it's the sneer, it's the cane, it's delicious. That's my fictional character. That's the fictional character I want to fuck the most. I talk about it in a couple other questionnaires, so it's not like I haven't talked about it before, but we'll reiterate it here. Yes, that is it. 8, what are your dick size preferences, big, average, or small? Definitely not small. I'm sorry. It just, if that makes me a size queen, I guess I'm a size queen, but average is good. Or above average. Too big is just too big. It's not fun. It's just not. Above average. I'm going to say that's my dick size preference, is above average. Not in like insanely, but just like a little bit over, you know, what the average is. But here's the other thing of that. It doesn't always matter if somebody knows what they're doing with it. They just know what they're doing with it, right? So it doesn't matter if it's like super big. Sometimes guys with the biggest dicks don't know what the fuck to do with it. They just think because they have a big dick that they can fuck you and it's going to feel great. And that is not the case. Okay, 9, worst date I've ever been on. Wow. Oh, okay. I would have been like 19. I had just broken up with my first serious boyfriend, and there was a guy that wanted to take me on a date, had been wanting to for a while. So I finally let him, and he was just a total D-bag. He was so full of himself and arrogant, and not in the fun way that I enjoy. He was just a total asshat and was like, just trying to run the entire date. And then at the end of it, had the audacity to think just because he had bought me a $22 meal that he was going to get in my pants. No, sir, you do not. This is where you do not pass go and collect $200. Bye-bye. Okay, this is 10. Best date I've ever been on. Oh, let's see. I guess it would be kind of a date. Years ago, my ex on Valentine's Day just made it a real big event. It was like like an all-day date. Like an all-day date. We had breakfast that morning. We went and opened presents at the beach. Then we went and got, I got a tattoo and he went with me. And we went rounded off the date having dinner and then watching the fluffiest movie we could stand. And it was just really nice because we literally spent the entire day together not doing a hell of a lot, but it felt like a lot, and just enjoying each other's company. And, you know, Valentine's Day is fun. It's not my most favorite holiday, but it can be fun if done right. 11, what are some of the biggest mistakes men can make when it comes to sex as well as dating, relationships, and what advice do you have for men on avoiding those mistakes? Well, okay. The biggest mistake you can make is, and some women might not agree with me, I like somebody who's confident. Do not always seek my approval. Not everything is wrong all the time. Just go with it. If you're confident, if you look like you know what you're doing, if you act like you know what you're doing without being a total patronizing dick, it's going to work out really well for you. I promise. Yeah. I'm sorry, and there was a beep in that. That's because I forgot to silence my thumb. So, elaborating on that, be confident. Don't be a complete and total asshole. Listen to what she's saying, even if you think you're right. This is what I've told my exes. Sometimes I just need somebody to listen to me. Even if you don't understand what I'm saying, just pretend, humor me. Or actually try and understand. That's even better. You know, don't be too confident. Have a little bit of sense about you. Be open when it calls for it. And just be yourself. I mean, that's the biggest one. A lot of guys act like, you know, they're trying to fit some mold or whatever. Don't do that. It never works out for anyone. Everybody just wants you to be yourself. So I'm really bad about that because I still make mistakes in relationships, so I can't even come up with it. And I have had, until recently, the unfortunate thing of just picking people that are, oh my God, I look back and I'm just like, oh my Lord, what was I doing? So yeah, 12, how did I stumble upon GWA? Funny story. So I had been playing around on another subreddit called DPP, which is Dirty Pen Pals. And I am now heavily involved in the writing of a fan fiction that is of monumental proportions, kind of role play, sex, plot, all this stuff. It's gotten really in depth at this point. Had no idea it was going to get there. Anyway, said person that I'm doing this with said, hey, have you ever thought about doing GWA? And I didn't know what it was, so I came and looked. And I, at first, did not think that I was going to do audios. I thought that I was just going to write scripts because this person said, wow, your smut is really, really good. You write really, really good sex scenes. You should totally write scripts. So I did. And then I got lured into doing the audio thing. And oh, it's so fun. So that's how I did. I had no idea that this existed. It's such a fun concept. I wish I had known about it before I did. 13, what type of erotic audios will you absolutely not listen to or record yourself? Oh, this is going to make me sound like a total reptile and I don't care. I don't like boyfriend experience, girlfriend experience. It's just not that much of a fantasy to me, and I'm not yucking anybody's yum. But it's just not my thing. I'm fluffy when I need to be, and I can be romantic in my own way. And that's, I come and listen to audios that are going to be really fantasy or something taboo or something maybe even that I'm very open and try lots of new things in my sex life, but maybe something that I'm not going to try and I just want to listen to it. So it's all about the fantasy element to me. That's attainable, if that makes sense. I can go out and have a boyfriend experience with a boyfriend. I can give somebody a girlfriend experience, I suppose, but it's just not anything you would be able to tell that I wasn't really into it. It's just, it's obviously a thing. I'm not good at faking the funk when it comes to emotions. So it would be a little bit difficult for me. Emotions that aren't intense, let me just say. So being extra, extra fluffy, I can't do it for an audio. And it doesn't do anything for me. So I just don't listen to them. But I praise anybody who does a good job and does that kind of audio, because it does take a special kind of person to do that. So kudos to you. 14, if you were a stripper, what would your stripper name be and what would be your gimmick character? Well, since nobody can figure out who I am on here that I know of, I actually was an exotic dancer for a period of my life. So I have been a stripper. My stripper name, I had several because I worked at several different places, but one of my stripper names was Wednesday, unironically. And I didn't really have a gimmick or a character. I just left myself, my real self, at the door when I walked in. So my character was just kind of, you know, a little bit of a bimbo, spooky. I have tattoos, so I had the whole goth girl, big titty goth girlfriend thing going on. So yeah, I hope that answers that question. 15, do you watch stand-up comedy? If yes, who's your favorite comedian? I don't really have a favorite. Yes, I do watch stand-up. It has to be, it's usually somebody showing me something that it has a part of it that they think I'm going to like. My most recent one that I watched I really liked was Joe Coy. I don't remember the name of the stand-up, but it was on Netflix and it was really, really funny. I highly recommend it. I had a really funny part at the end about what it's like to send your girlfriend out and she gets drunk and comes home and to fuck you, and it's wildly accurate. If you've ever came home from drinking to be with your partner and you want to have sex, go watch it. It's hilarious because it's so accurate. It's insane. Okay. 16. If you could go back in time and talk to your younger self, what advice would you give her? Oh my gosh. Well, I'm thankful for all of the life experiences I've had. My life has been a chaotic roller coaster at some points, but I'm really, really happy about it. But if I could go back and tell my younger self something, I would tell her, trust no bitch, baby. Don't trust anyone. I was, still kind of am, as non-emotional as I can be, I am, in fact, a Cancer. That is my, you know, zodiac sign. I wear my heart on my sleeve sometimes, though I might not show it to everyone, and I can be a very trusting person. As much as I don't see the good in everyone, I try to see, or did try to see. Now I'm just a bitter old bitch. Just kidding, I'm not. but I would tell her, don't trust everybody that you think that you can trust. Point blank, period. Oh, and yeah, do everything else that you've done, because it'll come out working out all in the long run, but don't trust anyone. Do everything else, be crazy, but don't trust anybody. 17, what's the last movie you saw? Oh, I went and saw the new Joker movie on opening night alone because I couldn't find anybody to go with me, but oh, it was so good. It was so good. I don't have enough time to say as many good things about it as I could. I really enjoyed it. I know it might not be everybody's thing. I love the Joker in general, and it just really spoke to me. I fangirled really hard during that movie, and I didn't know if I would, but I ended up really enjoying it, and I had a really good time, and it was, I had a stressful week, and sometimes I like going to see movies by myself, so that was really nice. I highly recommend it. Give it a shot. 18, have you ever cried during a movie? If yes, tell us about that. If not, then what movie has a national, oh my God, I can't talk, massive even emotional impact on you? I'm so sorry. I'm so stupid. Okay. As I've said a minute ago, I am not a very emotional person. It takes a lot to make me cry, especially in a movie. And it's actually a running joke with my mother and I. My mom cries at everything. You know, the drop of a hat in a movie and my mom is bawling her eyes out. But there is one movie that got me in the feels, gets me in the feels, always does. And that is Moulin Rouge. And I'm fine. I'm fine through the whole fucking movie until you get to the end. And I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but that scene at the end when everything seems like it's going to be all right, and then she just collapses from consumption and is just dying in his arms. And oh my God, it breaks my black little heart every single time. Every single time it breaks my heart. It really, really does. And I will cry at it every time. Didn't cry in Titanic. I got a little misty in The Notebook, but only the first time I saw it. But Moulin Rouge gets me every single time. I think it's a great movie all around. I love that movie, but it does. It gets me. And then the only other time I've cried during a movie, like watching it for the first time, was because, oh God, I'm such a nerd. I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, clearly. When the last movie came out and I went and saw it in theaters, I had a stark realization moment that I had kind of grown up during those movie series and that it was all over. And I cried just a little bit, just for a second, because it was just like, oh shit, my childhood is kind of gone. Like, because I am the same age as a lot of, or around the same age as a lot of the actors in that movie. And I felt like I had kind of grown up with them. And it was something that I went and did with all my friends. And then, you know, we kind of all moved apart. And I saw the last movie when I had moved from my hometown to California by myself. And I was just kind of like, oh shit. So yeah, and it was just crazy. Oh, it's all over. Like, you know, 10 years of my fucking life, it's over. So that was that set of questions. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Dr. Feel Good and Orgasm. Yeah, Dr. Feel Good and Orgasm. Cool, thank you. So I'm just going to scroll and we'll go with these questions from Nice Try Enigma. One. What are some of your favorite kinks to add to one of your audios? Okay. Choking, so like breath play, which this is a fun question, by the way. I'm so out of it. I'm so sorry. Choking, breath play. I like adding spanking, but kind of just mentions of it. What else? I'm thinking. I'm so sorry. I do MDOM a lot. What else? Boy. Well, those are the kinds of... Okay, hold on. I'm so stupid. So, audios. I'm talking about my scripts. Audios. I kind of just look for something that I find really fun. So, kink-wise... Okay, I'll do that for scripts. Because audios, I usually find scripts that I really like. Or somebody will write a script for me. And even then, it's not always some of my kinks that are put in it. I'm, you know, doing a character or something that I know that other people are going to enjoy because I like it, you know, trying new things and doing audios of things that might not interest me, but they interest other people and they're interesting to me, but it's not my thing. But in my scripts, I do add a lot of things that I'm, you know, first and foremost, I like those things. So humiliation, degradation, patronizing, breath play, choking, spanking, MDOM. I am actually really subby IRL. I know I do a lot of DOMs, like audios, but I'm pretty subby IRL. I'm trying to think of what else. I like rape play, fear play, knives. I've added those into things recently. Other things in my scripts. Oh, I have a slight medical kink, so I've done a slight medical type of script, so I added some things into that that get me. Yeah, so I think that about covers it. So, two, what are kinks you have not tried in real life that you're willing to try or have tried in audios before? Okay. So, I haven't ever really got to live out my fear play kind of rape kink. Not really. So, I really do want to try that. I can't think of anything else specifically. Actually, I have done some female for female. FDOM, stuff. And I've never tried that out in real life, but it's becoming more and more appealing to me the more I do it. Because if I'm ever going to top someone or dom someone, it could definitely be another female. That's how I see myself doing that. And here's the thing. I would not mind trying to do that if, you know, a male partner wanted me to try. I'm never going to say no to trying something once. I just know myself. I am a very naturally submissive person in that aspect. So that kind of answers that. 3, got any tips for tackling several writing projects at once? Well, that's different for everyone. Tips. If it seems like a lot, just walk away. I like doing several things at once. I always have 2 or 3 scripts going. I have a role play fan fiction thing that I've been writing since, good Lord, like May with someone off and on. We just pass it back and forth to each other. So it's like a never ending story. And for example, like right now I'm writing 3 different scripts, 3 completely different things. And at the same time, the baton is on me for the fan fiction thing that I'm writing. So I just do this. If I sit down every day to do some writing, and I sit there, and if I'm not feeling super creative, cool, I'm not going to write the story. Don't work on something just because you want it done. Work on something because you want to do it, because you're inspired. So if you're working on several things, if you start doing something, writing a specific something, and you're not feeling it, put it away. Move on to the next one. Don't write something sheerly because you want it done. You have to be into it, because if not, then it's going to read that you didn't give a shit. So that's, and then just take your time. It'll wait. It's going to keep. Anything that is good is worth waiting on. So just take your time. 4, if a script requires some research, approximately how long do you spend on the research process? As long as it takes. It doesn't matter. Let's do an example. My 2 examples, actually. Excuse me. Let me take a sip of tea. Okay. 2 examples, actually. I put out a script a couple weeks ago for King and Country. I wanted it to be accurate enough. So I had been writing that for about 1.5 months, but I was obsessing over it too much and researching and researching slang for that time period or whatever. And finally I was just like, nope, nope, nope. I have a premise. I know what I'm doing. I've studied that time period enough. I've got this. So then in that case, the research was just kind of like a mute point, but I take as much time as I need. Another example, my Ted Bundy script that I just put out for Halloween. If you haven't looked, you should go check it out. It's really good. At least I think so. It's my baby. I know a lot about Ted Bundy because I've read The Stranger Beside Me. I've always been intrigued by that case, so I knew a lot about it to begin with. But in preparation for that, I decided I was going to write that last month sometime, and I just put it out a couple days ago just because I was perfecting it, making sure that I had things in there, rereading things just to make sure that I remembered it correctly, names, places, people, mode. Like, take as much time as you need researching, because who the hell cares? If you are putting that much effort into something like that, don't just skimp on it just because, oh, again, I want to get this out or whatever. Take all the time that you need, because sometimes researching and taking your time to make sure that it's right will give you a better product. Quality over quantity. So thank you for those questions. I'll move on to the next set. I'll just go here. So these are from Crimson Songbird. And the first one is favorite film. My favorite film of all time is Interview with the Vampire. It holds a really special place in my heart. I have lots and lots of other favorite movies, but that one just stands the test of time with me. It is my favorite. I could watch it. If it's on TV, I'll watch it. I could watch it any time of the day. I can quote it down to the line. It's my favorite. it encompasses everything that I really enjoy. I love that time period. It's my favorite time period. I love vampires. It's a really fun story. It just spoke to me. It holds a really special place in my heart because it was a movie that it was kind of game changing for me. When my mom showed it to me and let me watch it, I was completely enraptured with it. It also was the movie that was kind of like my, this is such a weird thing to talk about, but I was like 10 or 11. I know my mom's a terrible person letting me watch that young. When I watched that, and it was the first time I had watched a movie and actually paid attention to men that were in it. So being like, oh, I don't know why I'm feeling this way, but that guy's kind of cute. So it was kind of just a turning point for me, and it made me really, really creative. I actually went as Lestat for Halloween in fifth grade, if that tells you anything at all. Nobody knew who the hell I was except for people's parents, but that mattered not to me. My mom made my costume. It was brilliant. It was amazing. So I love Interview with the Vampire. Huge fan of that. I think it's a great movie. It's very well done. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. Favorite TV show? Oh, I don't know if I can pick just one. I would probably say American Horror Story, although it does seem, not hating, it's in its twilight hour at this point, but I really love that TV show. I've liked, it's hard to pick a favorite though, because I like lots of TV shows a lot. I love IDTV. I love Forensic Files. Who the Bleep Did I Marry? I have lots of TV shows that I like because they just kind of jump across the spectrum. So, but I guess if I had to pick one of all time, it would be Most Evil. I don't know what channel this came on. It was a couple years ago, and it was about serial killers. And it did motives. It told backstory. I really love that show. It was a really cool show. I think it's on Amazon if you want to check it out. Favorite musical. I love musicals, but my hands-down favorite is Phantom of the Opera. I got to see Phantom of the Opera in Vegas at, I think it was the Venetian, I think, before it left. It was there for a really long time, I think, and that would have been in like 2012. I saw it in its last couple months there, and it was amazing. It was fabulous. I had only ever seen the movie in like a stage production, like small town stage production, and that one was, you know, it was a Vegas show. It was very cool. I would love to see it in New York. I love every single song from it. To me, that's my kind of romance. And I will forever be pressed that Christine chooses Raoul and not the Phantom. I mean, come on, woman. But that's just me. Favorite book? This is really difficult because I'm a huge bookworm and I have lots and lots of favorite books. But if I had to pick one that I can read all the time, it would probably be, now this is if I had a gun to my head and somebody said, Snakey, you can only read this book for the rest of your life, it's this one. I would go with Pet Sematary. Weird flex, I know. I don't know what it is about that book. I find myself going back to it at least once a year and rereading it. I love the way that it's written. I love the characters. I love, if you've read it or not read it, the neighbor Judd, the way that he's written and how Stephen King writes, the way he speaks, you can just hear it in your head. And the original Pet Sematary movie is iconic. And I know a lot of people hear, God, I can't think of his name. He played Herman Munster, though. He plays Judd in that movie. You hear him speak because he did a great job. That's who I picture when I think of that character. But when I'm reading the book, I can hear the voice and it isn't his. I know that doesn't really make sense, but that's how I am when I read books. I like to hear in my head what the character sounds like, or if there isn't a movie or a reference picture, picturing them in my head. So if I had to pick a favorite book, Pet Sematary. It stuck with me the first time I read it. It spooked the shit out of me, and I really like it. I love that book. Love it. Favorite member of Monty Python, John Cleese. End of story. Period. Point blank. Boom, we're done. Thank you so much for those questions. So then let me just scroll again and pick a random selection. Okay. These are from Audio Panda Throwaway. Okay, number one, have you always been a performer or did it begin with audios? I've always been a performer. I'm a very dramatic person in general. I did 13 and a half years of ballet, starting at the age of 2.5, 3. So I've always been on stage. I've always been a performer. I did theater classes. I took theater all through high school. I took extracurricular theater. I've always been a performer. My dream job aspiration from a young age until I was, you know, late teens was to be an actress. So GWA fills that void for me. I can perform. I can act. I can be dramatic. And it, you know, I get to perform. And no, nobody can, you know, see me or see my face. But that's kind of fun, actually. It's kind of like radio theater, almost, but with porn. And who doesn't love porn? Am I right? So, yeah, it didn't begin with audios. I've always kind of been a performer. Was your first audio an erotic one? And if so, what was it about? What was the first erotic audio you performed? My first audio, it wasn't, I guess. It was a verification. But if we're going off of something that was longer than a few seconds, then yeah, it was. I filled my own script, which was learning your place. And I did female for anyone because I wanted to see how androgynous I could get my voice. I have a very distinct voice and I wanted to see if I could lower it and sound just really kind of androgynous. I don't know if it fucking worked or not, but it was fun. And then, yeah, I just answered the second part of that too. I performed my own script first. That was the first audio that I put out. Which was the first erotic audio that you wrote? Learning your place, which is very MDOM instructional, kind of degrading, so very on brand with me. How did you fall, get sucked into, go down the rabbit hole, go through the wardrobe into this weird and wonderful world of erotic audio? Through my friend that I am writing with from DPP was mentioned to me. Really, again, did not think it would be a thing. Oh, I'll post a script every once in a while. But I love this community. You're all so great and wonderful. And it's so cool to be able to post whatever the fuck you want and not be judged for it. And, you know, there's always praise and feedback. I've never gotten a shitty comment. I never have left a shit. I respect and admire everything that everybody does. It might not be my thing, but you know what? Go you for going out there and putting it up. So I'm really happy that I fell down this rabbit hole. I'm having a lot of fun and I'm meeting a lot of new people and I'm just really happy. It's been a great time. So thank you for those questions. Okay. Let's move along. This is from Totally Not Natalie. And I have to say what she said because these are really fun. She said, so I already did a snake theme round. So how about random sexy costumes? These are so fun. So sexy minion, what kind of annoying cartoon character do you secretly enjoy? Okay. Maybe it's not a secret, but I used to love Arthur and DW is my queen. I stan her so hard. The ultimate shade queen. She is just too funny. And I will... My goddaughter watches Arthur now, and I'm secretly so fucking happy about it because I can relive watching those because I love Arthur. I think it's a really good kid's show. It's really fucking funny, even as an adult, and DW is just hilarity. Sexy jar of salsa. What is your policy on double dipping? If I'm eating it by myself, bitch, does it matter? I will double dip all day long. It's my fucking cup of dip or salsa or, you know, French onion dip. Who the hell cares? It's going in my mouth. If I'm with other people, nah, I don't. I don't double dip them. But if it's just me, I will double dip all day long. Sexy crayon. Do you color inside the lines, both literally and metaphorically? Literally? Absolutely. I'm really anal about that. And I buy adult coloring books because it is a huge stress reliever for me. And I love coloring. I absolutely love coloring. Always have. If I go outside in an adult coloring book, if I go outside the lines, I scrap it. It's gone. I've done that since I was a kid. metaphorically, abso-fucking-lutely not. I am chaos. I am all over the place. So yeah, metaphorically, oh no, ma'am. Sexy bathtub. Ooh, morning showers or evening showers? Both, but morning. Morning, because it wakes me up more. At night, it just feels kind of counterproductive because then I go and lay in bed. But in the morning, it's like, awesome, let's start the day. I'm going to get clean. I'm going to, you know, it's just refreshing. So yeah, morning showers. Sexy Willy Wonka. What was your childhood escapism book? Harry Potter. Obviously, that was a good escape for me. It was, and I still feel this way. I love that world. I love the world that she created. It's really fun. It's really imaginative. And whenever things were going bad, because, you know, everybody's childhood had some shitty moments in it, I feel. And of course, mine did too. And whenever things were getting really bad or really shitty, I could, let's quote Hannibal for a second, escape to my dream palace. And that helped me create that world. It is, in fact, how I've, even as an adult, I still kind of do that escapism. I can lucid dream. I can make myself lucid dream. So that's a good way to escape. That book helped me get into that imaginative mindset of, okay, am I having a really shitty day at school? I can go home. I can pick up this book and I can go into this world where, you know, everything is okay. Sexy Big Bird. Who is your favorite Muppet? Yes. Kermit. Kermit's amazing. The Rainbow Connection? Come on. Kermit, hands down. Sexy Mime. What emotion are you really good at communicating without speaking? Anger. And apparently, I do this without even trying. People always think that I'm so mean. And I'm really, I am, but I'm not. I suffer from RBF. A lot of people, when they become friends with me, are like, oh my God, I thought you were going to be such a bitch. And I'm like, really? Why? Because you look like you're just so mad. But if I actually am mad, I don't even have to open my mouth. You'll know. You'll be able to see the displeasure radiating from my eyes. It's, yeah, I'm really good at communicating that. Sexy Mummy, what do you try to hide underneath your layers? Oh, we're getting deep. We're getting deep, Natalie. I can be very vulnerable, and I do my best to hide that. I don't get that way a lot anymore, but I think everybody can, but that is my thing, is I don't project a vulnerable picture, so people are shocked sometimes when they find out that I actually, ooh, plot twist, am actually vulnerable underneath all of this armor. Sexy Optimus Prime, if you had to change yourself in one way, how would you choose to do it? I really like me. At the age that I'm at, I'm really happy with myself, to be quite honest. And it feels good to say that out loud. But if I had to, I might make myself a bit taller for just a little bit, just to see what it's all about. You tall people have a whole nother world up there that I've never seen. I'm 5'1". Therefore, I have to spider monkey my way through a kitchen. I have to climb cabinets to get to things. I can't reach things on top shelves. So maybe I would just change myself and be tall for a little bit. But I do like the way that I am. If you could only know how to play one song, which song would you choose? I would love to know how to play Hannah and Volmer from Cure for Wellness soundtrack. Go listen to it. It's really relaxing on the piano. It has a really eerie, spooky tune to it, but it's very pretty. Honest to God, even if you don't watch the movie, even if you don't do whatever, I recommend that to people who are trying to relax. It's a great piece of just like background soundtrack music. Go listen to it. Hannah and Volmer, Cure for Wellness soundtrack. So thank you, Natalie. Those were so much fun. Okay. What do we have left? Okay, these questions are from Talking Smut, and they are, do you follow a sport, and if so, which team? I don't, because I don't really watch sports. I was into baseball for family reasons, but I don't really watch sports. I used to go to football games when I moved to California for booze, so yeah, I don't follow anything, although I did, up until a year ago, bet through work on the Super Bowl every year and won it 4 years in a row. And I love that. I like the Ravens just because I like that name, obvi. Are you now, or have you ever been a communist? How did you know? Who told you? No, I've never been a communist. Down with communism. It's terrible. Unless it's Death to Stalin, because that movie's hilarious. And Jason Isaacs as Zhukov. Oh, I would be a commie for him. Just kidding. I'm down with communism. Communism is bad. Where do you never, ever want to go again? Cancun. I love Mexico, but I just was not feeling Cancun. And no hate to anybody that enjoyed it or lives there or whatever. It was a lovely place, but it's just somewhere I'd never need to go again. It was a little bit touristy for me. Speaking of Mexico, Cabo, Puerto Vallarta, I had a lot more fun in places like that. So yeah, I've been to Cancun. I never really need to go again. What was the best present you ever got? Mwahahaha. This actually just happened. Let me preface this by saying I've gotten a lot of cool presents in my day. I've been around for 28 years. I've gotten a lot of cool presents. This I just got for my past birthday. And oh my God, unexpected. I was completely and totally gagged. Let's just go into it. It's going to keep coming up. I am a hopeless fangirl for some things. So I mentioned that I've written fan fiction. It is how I got into writing smut. So I do write fan fiction, and someone I know, I don't think they'll ever listen to this audio either, so I can totally stroke the hell out of their ego because they're never going to hear it. I'm really funny about who I share that kind of stuff with, and I shared it with this person, and they said, okay, cool. Go fucking figure, plot twist. I'm sure we can all guess who the fan fiction is about, right? So on my birthday this past year, I received a Dropbox full of smut that I had written being narrated to me in that voice, in a specific voice that was pretty fucking dead on. And needless to say, I completely and totally flooded my basement. It met so many fantasies of mine, along with the fact that it was my work being narrated. And what a narcissistic power move to masturbate to your own material being read to you. Here for it. It is the gift that keeps on fucking giving. I go back and listen to it on a regular basis, daily. It's just really, really fun, and it is the best present. I don't know how anybody will ever fucking top it, ever. There's, you know, they can try, and I would never tell them that they didn't, but I will always have that. I will never get rid of it. It was really cool. It was really fun. I was not expecting it. It was creative, imaginative, and absolutely on the money. Marvel or DC? DC, 100%. Look. I know we've been struggling, and Marvel has been putting out a better product in some areas, but I love DC. It's what I started on. It's the first comics I read. The Joker is my favorite comic book villain. It's DC all the way for me, baby. What would you most like to see in the sky? The Bat Signal, the Dark Mark, or the Northern Lights? The Dark Mark. Duh. If there's the motherfucking Mors Mordra in the sky, boy, I'm going to find out who shot it up, and let's join forces. He who shall not be named must be back. That or someone equally terrible. So let's go do terrible things and terrify all the muggles. So yeah, the Dark Mark. Although the Bat Signal would be cool, but Dark Mark for sure. AC, DC, or ACDC? ACDC. 100%. Love AC/DC. Who doesn't? You're ordering champagne. What kind do you ask for? The only answer is Dom Perignon. And if you said something else, you're entitled to your wrong opinion. So thank you for those questions. Talking smut. They were fun. Okay. I'm probably going to butcher this name, so I'll spell it first. D-V-A-L-E-D-R-I-K. Let's give it a shot. Devaldrick? Devaldrick. I don't know. I hope I didn't butcher your name. I'm sorry if I did. If you're a pizza topping, what would be your combo? I would be pepperoni, and what I put with pepperoni are banana peppers or jalapenos, so I'm garbage. So that would be my combo. Favorite musical of any? I already answered this earlier, so I'll pick a second favorite musical, and it would be Chicago. I love Chicago. Love, 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 love it. I want to see a giant stage production of it, but that movie came out when I was younger, and I saw it like 3 times in theaters. I bought the soundtrack. I memorized every single song, and me and my best friend in middle school did a performance to All That Jazz. Nerds. But yeah, I love Chicago. If you have a theme song, if you had a theme song when you walk into the room, what would it be and why? Little Miss Carol by Typo Negative, just because I know that came out before I was born, but I feel like someone, maybe the devil, put that into Peter Steele's mind that song was about me. I'm just kidding. I'm not that pretentious. Although I love that song. It does encompass how I feel about myself, how I'd like to portray myself. And yeah, if that could just, you know, it doesn't even have to be the lyrics. If that beginning of that song could play every time I enter a room, absolutely. Nutella or peanut butter? I hate Nutella. I'm sorry. I hate Nutella. So peanut butter, 100% chunky, crunchy peanut butter to be exact. If you're a musical instrument, which one would you be and why? I would be the violin. I played the violin in middle school, and I love the way that it sounds. I wasn't probably that good at it, but I was decent enough, and I love the violin. I would be a violin. So, if you could go on any tour with any band, which one would you go with? Well, I'm just going to go with what my head's telling me. So, 14-year-old me is screaming My Chemical Romance from the back of my fucking head because I was a MySpace child. I was part of the scene. And I loved MCR. Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge was the soundtrack to my teen angst at the time. And I loved it. So I'll appease the younger version of me that still lives inside of me, and I'll go with MCR because I loved them. And I'm sure if I could go back in time and tell 14-year-old me that and we would get to go with them, she would be ecstatic. And yeah, it doesn't matter if you don't like them. I don't care. I still hold a sympathetic, oh my God, can I talk today? Sentimental part of that in my head, because it just really was. I can remember being like 14, coming home from school, having a bad day, cranking up I'm Not Okay, and just fucking losing my mind in my bedroom and having a good time. So, here we go. Crunchy or chewy texture for cookies? Chewy. I don't like a crunchy cookie. I like chewy cookies. Maybe even a little underdone. I love that. Good fucking rope. Oh my God. Oatmeal raisin. I need to wake up, y'all. I need coffee. Oatmeal raisin cookies are my favorite. And there's the next question. Raisins or chocolate chip cookies? Raisins, because I like oatmeal raisin cookies. So thank you, Devildrick. I hope I fucking pronounced that correctly. I'm so sorry if I didn't. But thank you for your questions. I appreciate them. Okay. And this is, I'm sorry. This is from LA, loving Earl. Earl, oh my God, I can't fucking talk today, y'all. Excuse me, just shoot me now. I haven't had enough coffee. It's early in the morning for me, and I apologize if I'm getting names wrong, words wrong, stumbling over my words. Although, this is just like me rambling to you like you're my best friend, and I talk like a complete and total dumbass sometimes with my best friends, as we do. So, fuck, marry, kill, RuPaul's Drag Race edition, y'alls. Milk, Jinx Monsoon, or Thorgy Thor? Oh my God. Okay. I'm going to marry Jinx Monsoon because I think that we would be a riot together. And theater kids always have a great time together. So, Jinx, let's get married. I'm going to fuck Thorgy Thor because I just love that crazy bitch. Feeling good. And she plays the violin. Looking good, feeling thorgeous. I think that's the way that goes. Feeling good, looking thorgeous. Something like that. I like Thorgy Thor. Unpopular opinion. I know some people don't like her, but I really think she's super talented. And I love the whole violin thing that she does with her drag. It's very, very cool. And I like Milk. I really do like Milk. But I'll kill Milk just for some of the moments on All Stars. Like, good God, girl, get a grip. But Milk is beautiful. And I really like Milk's type of drag. It's very, very cool. Favorite Harry Potter film? Thank you for indulging my fangirlness. It is Chamber of Secrets. Because you got the Basilisk, you've got the appearance of Lucius Malfoy, you've got kids getting petrified left and motherfucking right, you've got Lockhart, come on, the duel scene came up with one of the most iconic parts of those movies, which is scared Potter, you wish. Love it, Shade, love it. Absolutely Chamber of Secrets. My favorite Harry Potter film. And great ending scene with Lucius kicking Dobby downstairs and being, you know, all put out that he, you lost me, my servant. Try using that line in everyday life when you lose something. It works out really well. Maybe don't do it in front of people because they'll think you're really weird. But besides the point, weirdest DM. I don't really get DMs. TBH, that are weird. Let me think on that for a second. Let me ponder. Weirdest DM. Weirdest DM. I did have a person when I first started this who sent me a really misogynistic, patronizing message about how I should give them the time of day because they were going to school for rocket science. And I was just like, oh, I can't be bothered. If you need to profess to me all of those things, then you're an instant X on my thing. Please don't. I like misogyny in the bedroom, but that's about it. Don't. No, thank you. Favorite thing to drink, adult beverage and or soft drink. We'll just do both. My favorite adult beverage is a dirty martini. Extra dirty, please, because I love olive juice. And soft drink, cherry Coke. Fountain cherry Coke. Oh, my God. Makes me want to come just thinking about it. I love a good fountain cherry Coke. And thank you for those questions, LA. And last but certainly motherfucking not least is Captain Jericho. These questions are a trip. And I'm going to be 100% real. Some of the stuff in here I had to actually Google because I was like, girl, I don't know what the fuck that means. But these are really fun. And I had to look too because I'm like, am I being trolled? But I see that he asks crazy questions to everybody's AMA. So I'm here for it. Let's get crazy. Number one, I'm looking forward to your annual Halloween orgy audio. Last year's was so wild. Have you managed to get all those battleship anchors out of your basement yet? You know what? I think I told you last year when you joined my Halloween orgy audio that the first rule of Snakey's Halloween orgy audio is you don't talk about it. So guess who's uninvited this year? You are. Two, can you explain the movie Inception to me? Not the plot, it's popularity. Nolan. Christopher motherfucking Nolan. Hello. Also, I think people like a good fucking mind screw. Like these questions. Three, would you ever break a felch pack? I hate you for making me find out what that is, but no, I keep my packs and my promises. A Lannister always pays their debts, so no, I wouldn't break the felch pack. Count on me. Have you ever faked an orgasm in the middle of a I can't pronounce this word, so I'm not even trying. Presentation, in parentheses, that is the study of birds' nests. And the answer to that is no, darling. I never have to fake it. I've never faked an orgasm, especially not during the study of birds' nests. Get real. 5, personal and borderline sleazy question warning. What is the refraction index of your pubes? I hate to disappoint you, but I have hardwood floors, so I wouldn't know. And I just want to scroll through this one more time just to make sure I got all of them. And I did. So, yeah, this has been an hour and 17 seconds of me rambling through these questions, giving you probably more information than you would ever care to know, being a total and complete nut job, stumbling over my words because it's early in the morning and I haven't had enough caffeine because I have a huge caffeine addiction, and being absolutely flattered that people care enough about what I think or don't and just want to, who fucking knows, and just want to ask me questions. I hope that if you did want to actually know the answer to these questions, or this is just something fun that you like to listen to while you're driving at work, whatever the hell you're doing, that I've at least been entertaining, because that's what I always strive to be. And also in closing, thank you to everybody who has made me feel really welcome in going on this strange little adventure I'm on into the wild world of audio erotica. Thank you from the bottom of my black little heart. I heart you all. And thank you for having me on the AMA. Till next time. Bye.